Hello and welcome to Surviving Grief with C. Marie. This is my first podcast, and as I said, it's called Surviving Grief. I am in the stage of my life where I am navigating the loss of my child and surviving the grief of that loss. I have survived the loss, but not the grief so much. You know, grief is a natural response to loss. And the emotional suffering you feel when something or someone you love is taken away. And often that pain of the loss can be very overwhelming. And you experience all kinds of difficult and unexpected emotions. And it disrupts your physical health, makes it hard for you to sleep, eat, or even think straight. And these are the normal reactions to loss. And I have been going through a number of things, if I'm being honest. You know, the beginning of this journey, you know, I lost my job. Then 7 days later, I lost my daughter. And then about 15 days or so after that, I lost, well, my relationship. You know, it was a lot to deal with in a matter of 30 days. And I called myself holding on to the relationship because I love this person and I didn't want to lose this person. I had already lost my daughter. And, you know, the saying that love keeps you in things that common sense should have taken you out of. And I feel like, you know, even before the loss of my daughter, God was saying, Cheryl, it's time to go. It's time to get out of this relationship. And I just kept holding on. And now, you know, it's done. And although, you know, there's a sting, there's a hurt there, you know, I am to the place where, you know, when God says, let go, let go. Because he sees everything that you don't see. And you know, sometimes we try to take everybody with us to where God is taking us. And sometimes, you know, we ask God for things and God can't give us what he wants to give us because, you know, he has to clean house first. So, you know, on this journey of losing my baby girl. She is the second of six beautiful kids. And, you know, I don't care how many kids I have left. I still don't have six. And it has the grief of losing someone that you carried for 9 months in birth. The grief is unbearable. It is unimaginable, unexplainable grief. And I probably have done everything except die. I've suffered mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in every way. I've lost probably like 60 pounds. I'm the smallest I've ever been in my whole life. And that was exacerbated by the relationship. And it was just too much. And I recognize where I am. And I also recognize where God is trying to take me. Do I understand it all the time? Nope, I don't understand it all the time. Do I hurt most days? I do. Most days I hurt. Most days I ask God, what did I do to deserve this? And I struggle some days to get up out of bed, struggle to be positive, because although I know God is God, and He is, but life is life. And I don't think in my whole 52 years of life that I have been as low as I am now. And I know God is holding me up. I have no doubt that God is holding on to Cheryl. I know that God is the author and the finisher of Cheryl. And I know that there is something that He's working within me. And is it painful? Yes. Does it hurt? Yes. Do I want to be here? Absolutely not. But there's a saying that I would tell my oldest granddaughter, Kiki. I said, when she would be going through her little trials or whatever she was going through, I said, I would tell her, I said, Kiki, God never brings you through the flood to leave you in a puddle. So, baby girl, you're in a puddle right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to dance in this puddle. Victory is assured, is ours. And through everything that I'm going through, I've had to remind myself that the enemy is coming in like a flood. He is. But Cheryl, this is a fixed fight. The weapons are forming, but they're not going to prosper. And I recognize that everything that I've been through, the enemy designed it to take me out. He said, okay, you lost your job. What you going to do now? And I said, He's a keeper. Was I worried a little bit? Absolutely, because I still don't have a job. But God is a keeper. Then your daughter died. Your daughter's gone now. I mean, what you gonna do? Like, why didn't God heal her? Why didn't he raise her up or deliver her from the addiction? God's still a keeper. And then the relationship made me sad, broke my heart. But God's saying, that's not what I want for you. If you just trust me and lean not to your own understanding, Cheryl, I got you. I couldn't see all of that in the moment, because when you're grieving, you're grieving. You're angry. You're sad. And depression had set in. And I tried to come up out of that, you know, reading the word, and you know, that only helped me for a minute. And then I go right back into depression and sad, and I'm wondering why God, you know, hasn't shown up for me yet. And, you know, my granddaughters wanted to go and visit their mom's grave, and I couldn't do it because I had not accepted that she was gone. I knew she wasn't coming back, but going to her grave meant that it was done, and I had to finally accept it. So I didn't go to the gravesite. And I can remember 2 days after she died, was a Sunday, and I went to church, and my sister said that I set out in my truck because I was waiting for my Stephanie to walk up to the church. And I can remember, you know, nobody had seen her body, you know, so we hadn't identified her, although my mom went there and, you know, they let her know that it's Stephanie, you know, she had came here a few times, so we know her or whatever. And I just wouldn't accept it. And I waited. And my prayer partner, she came out to the truck. Lead, she said, Cheryl, if Stephanie is coming to the church, she's going to come in the church. She's not going to come to your truck. And that was the hardest thing that I faced that day. She didn't show up to the church. And I waited for her to come to the church. And as time went on, you know, the funeral came. And I had to leave her at the graveyard. And it bugged me so bad. I wondered, you know, whether she was going to be warm, cold, whether she was going to be okay. And I specifically got a casket to keep the elements out because I wanted to make sure my baby was okay. And, you know, my pastor said, Cheryl, you don't know what she was dealing with out there. God gave her a rest. And he also gave you a rest. You don't have to wonder what's happening to her out there, because the world is harsh. You don't have to wonder if she's okay anymore. She's resting. And that was hard for me. And, you know, with everything that I was dealing with, you know, my pastor came to me one day and he said, "Cheryl, I know you don't want to hear this right now, but God told me to tell you that the girls belong with you. And if you take care of them, he's going to take care of you. But in the meantime, in between time, I accepted what God said a little bit. Because I was wondering, like, okay, God. You know, that's when I began to kind of spiral into depression. I still didn't have a job, and I still don't have a job. I was like, God, okay, I ain't always there. I'm depressed real bad. My granddaughters need more than me. You know, they need somebody that can take care of them emotionally, mentally, financially. And I'm not there. Like, I'm not there, God. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, why God, you know, put that on me, knowing the state of mind that I'm in. Like, why would you do this to me, God? And, you know, I asked my granddaughters, like, you know, Grandma, not doing too good, you know. And they was like, if we all in one room together, Grandma, we want to be in that one room with you. And I said, okay. And here we are. I have my days where I'm not okay. And I recognize that I am not okay. You know, I've had moments when I didn't want to be here because the grief was too much to bear. And I wondered where God was at in all of this. My God, you see me, right? I can't see you, but you see me. You got to do something for me, God. And in the meantime, God was trying to get me to let go of some things, the relationship, the things that he knew was standing in my way and hindering me from walking into my purpose. And I wrote the book, Surviving Grief and the Darkness, Hold On to God. And, you know, I had to come to terms with a lot of things. You know, it hurt me, but it fixed my vision. God has picked me up kicking and screaming. I've even tried to bargain with God. God, I love this person. If you just, and God is saying, Cheryl, if you just let go. And you know, my mama told me something one day. She said, Cheryl, be still. And God is going to strengthen and establish you. And I heard what mama said. And I was like, okay. But I still was trying to do this thing my way. And God kept saying, I can't take you where I need to take you until you let go of what I told you to let go. Because I'm all knowing. I see what you don't see. And I had to make up in my mind, do I want what Cheryl wants for Cheryl? Or do I want what God wants for Cheryl? So I chose what God wants for Cheryl. And I'm not saying that I'm okay, but I'm on amends. I have a will to live, and I'm committed to my healing. And my anxiety bothers me most days. And I leave out the house and I walk. I'll do that 2-3 times a day if I have to. It doesn't matter. But a few days ago while on a walk, I just began to talk to God. I always talk to God while I'm walking. But the other day, I really began to talk to God. And I was like, God, what do I need to do? Because I need you to, I need you to tell me something. And God said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I said, okay, God, because I know my thought process, it be so off some days. And you know, I'm worrying about things that God is saying, this is none of your business, Cheryl. I just need you to trust me. And today, when I was walking, I was talking to God. And I said, okay, God, I need some strategy. I need you to speak to me, God. And guide me, because, you know, I knew I had some things before God that I am trying to get done. And I know the space I'm in my life, you know, it's a big undertaking. But I also realize that I have a big God. And, you know, I'm healing. I'm in the healing process. I can say I'm in the beginning stages of the healing process. And who knows how long healing takes? And I say, God, I'm healing. And some days it's unbearable. And when I was walking today, I just told God that I'm going to win while wounded. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to win while wounded. I'm going to trust God in the midst of my pain, to bring me into the most amazing, God-giving, beautiful destiny of my life. Because this can't all be in vain. God will get his glory. And I'm going to be okay. I know that I'm going to be okay. Maybe not today, but I am going to be okay. And I'm going to leave an unknown future to a known God. This is the beginning of my new life. And I ask God to do some specific things in my life because I want to be able to help others in this journey. This journey hasn't been easy, but it'll be worth it because God is going to get his glory. I'm only singed by the fire. But when I come out of the fire, oh, baby, you can't. Baby, listen. God is about to do the exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or even think. And I'm ready. I'm ready to walk into my purpose. And I was talking to my friend the other day, and he said, Cheryl, it's time to turn this pain into power and purpose. And God has a purpose for my pain. And the outcome can't be nothing but powerful, because it's going to bless somebody. It's going to help somebody. And, you know, I thank God for my mom. Oh, she's amazing. I thank God for my prayer partner. I thank God for my BFF. I thank God for my Tribe 11. I thank God for the people that God gives you to hold you up. When you can't hold on for yourself, God has placed the most amazing people in my life to hold on to me when I didn't want to be held on to. I thank God for my pastor, you know, pouring a timely word into me time after time. And I thank God for an ear to hear. You know, I thank him for raising me up and just being God. So this is the first Surviving Grief podcast. And my book should be out the weekend. And I am looking forward to just helping somebody and being a vessel that God can use. And until the next time, I solicit your prayers as I continue my journey. And I thank God for everyone in my life that has played a part in my journey. Be blessed until next week.
I will keep you in. I will keep you in.